Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
John Ding is back with you, and we're ready for the start of the second game tonight. It's the Riverdale boys against the Smyrna boys. And let's go over those starting lineups for you, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. For Riverdale, it'll be Brad Woodson, a 6'1 junior, wearing number 5. He'll play guard. Steven Wilson, number 11, a 5'6 senior guard. Jalen Campbell will play one of the wings, a 6-foot senior. He's number 23. Number 32 is Tyler Smithson, a 6-foot senior wing. Again, Smithson wearing 32. Psalm Duff, number 22, getting the start tonight after his impressive game on Saturday night. 6-foot senior forward. He will get the start for Riverdale. They are in the dark maroon and Vegas gold uniforms tonight. For the Vanderbilt, for the Smyrna Bulldog, it's Taylor Vanderbilt, number 3. I knew I'd do that. 5'11 junior guard. Richard Mulligan, number 15, a 6'3 junior guard. Chevelle Glover, number 23, a 6'3 junior forward, along with DJ Williams, a 5'8 junior guard, and number 24, a 6'6 center, Gonda Ameri. So it's Vanderbilt, Mulligan, Glover, Harrelson, Williams, and Ameri. And for Riverdale, it's Woodson, Wilson, Campbell, Smithson, and Duff. And those are your starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And we're about ready to get underway. Don't forget that if you need your car wash, Jones Car Wash, which is proud to support all student-athletes in Rutherford County, they're located on Memorial across from Old Charlie's. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services, and each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They're on Memorial across from Old Charlie's. And we're about ready to get underway. Ameri will be jumping against Campbell. And the tip is up and controlled by Smyrna. Mulligan driving, goes all the way in, puts it up too hard off the glass. Rebound, Campbell for Riverdale. Campbell over to Duff. Duff hits the 12-footer, and it's good. Psalms Duff with the first basket, gets Riverdale on the board. They lead 2-0. Here's Mulligan, left side, gives it back out to Vanderbilt between the circles. Back to Williams. Williams will run it right in front of the Bulldog. Heading toward the concession stands, gives it over to Mulligan. Mulligan drives now to Williams. The layup is good, just unmolested through the lane. DJ Williams. He has 2, and we're tied at 2-2. Woodson has it for Riverdale. Hands off to Campbell, picked up by Mulligan for Smyrna. Woodson has it, top of the key. Now driving with the left hand, brings it back out, flips it over to Duff. Duff has it, takes a few dribbles, now going to drive with the left hand, fakes, gives off to Woodson for 3. No good, too hard. Rebound, Ameri. Gonda gives it out to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt stops, takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it over to Mulligan. Mulligan with a 12-foot runner, good.
Pretty shot right there, John. Nice touch. Finished it off.
Mulligan has given Smyrna the 4-2 lead here with 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. Brian Turner, the head coach of the Smyrna Bulldogs. Kevin Woodson, the old veteran for Riverdale.
I know Brian is not color coordinated enough to come out looking like he does tonight without some help.
Well, I mean, it didn't take long for you to attack the rookie, did it?
Nice tan suit.
And we've got a timeout on the court. Kevin Woodson doesn't like something that the offense is doing. And with a 4-2 lead for Riverdale, gives us an opportunity to talk about our good friends at Bob Parks Auction.
Well, if it's residential, commercial, farms, land, whatever, they can sell it. They, being the duo of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. I want to say thanks to Bob Bug for my 2014 calendar. I just got my 2012 calendar, you know, last week, and I got my 2014 calendar this week from Bob.
You got one?
I did.
You mean the guy that always hassles them on the air, and I didn't get one? And
well, yeah, I mean, I just said last week I got my 2012 calendar,
oh,
and then got my 2014 calendar this week.
Oh, so. I thought you were being nice.
Well, I am in a way. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations as well at Bob Parks Auction, Stan Vaught, and Bob Bug.
Woodson with a long 3, misses the shot. Vanderbilt pulls it down, or gives it to Vanderbilt from Williams, and the layup is good. Get those two confused. They look alike, look like brothers.
Well, Smyrna's opened up 3 for 3.
And a 6-2 lead for the Bulldogs Here's Riverdale. Left side is Duff. Taking a few dribbles. Stop and go. Now gives it over to Woodson. Hands it inside to Campbell. Turn around, fade away. Good. From the corner, that's Jalen Campbell. And it's 6-4. Williams comes across the timeline to make that Vanderbilt. I'll get it in a minute. And feeds off, but now an offensive foul going to be called on Taylor Vanderbilt. No, that's Williams. Vanderbilt's over here. Do they not look alike?
They do look considerably alike.
And I know they've got different numbers, but when they're going full speed, that three looks a lot like a one, believe it or not. I'm old. That's my excuse. What's yours, Brian? Smithson.
I'm with you.
Top of the key. Long jumper by Duff is good. Well, I know who that was. That's Psalms Duff with a first bank three. And now Riverdale has taken the one-point lead. Mulligan has it left side. Bounces it down to Omari. Reverse layup. Missed. Pull down. Smithson with a rebound. Over to Campbell. 5:06 to go in the first. Campbell. Smithson. He'll try a three. He's got it.
Woo.
Smithson with a first bank three, and now Riverdale up by four, 10-6.
Well, that was beautiful.
Williams walks it across the timeline, over to right side to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt looking for help, now flips it over to Mulligan. Top of the key, takes a few dribbles, gives it to Williams. Going to penetrate through the lane and walks. They tipped it momentarily, and then he grabbed it. Nothing he could do about it. Turnover, Smyrna, that's the first one. Woodson throws it in to Campbell. Kevin Woodson lost some weight, hadn't he? He's just really looking healthy.
He's on that banana pudding diet.
Here's a feed that goes, is going to be intercepted. Vanderbilt gets it. Woodson going to foul him, and the basket's going to be good. So Vanderbilt comes up with a big steal, his fourth point. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air is built on trustworthy service and customer care, 893-7930. And Taylor Vanderbilt going to go to the line. The left-hander puts it up, and it is in and out. Rebound ripped down by Campbell. 10-8, our score. Riverdale has a two-point lead. It's been kind of a seesaw first quarter. Wilson has it, spins, now gives it back out to Campbell. He drives, has it picked off. Williams driving. One-on-two is the numbers. The basket is not going to count. They're going to call a foul before he went up with it. And that foul is going to be on Woodson. That's two on Brad Woodson. And in an unfamiliar position, Kevin Woodson is going to have to remove Brad from the lineup. Brad, who doesn't foul that much, has two quick ones. Smyrna to throw it in. Inside it goes, and an offensive foul. And that is going to be on number 23, Chevelle Glover, his first. Just moved that shoulder and pushed that shoulder in, got the offensive foul. Into the ballgame for Riverdale is Gentry Bonds. And he brings it up across the timeline, gives it over to Smithson, right side. Now to Campbell, top of the key, left side to Bonds. Duff, fadeaway, had it partially blocked. Smithson is wrapped up underneath and falls on the ball, and that's got to hurt. That is tough. No pain like that.
Well, he's definitely going to feel that because it's like having the being sucker punched is what it's really like.
They call a walk on that. Another turnover for Riverdale. Williams brings it up. Left side, Mulligan. Bounce pass into Murray. Double team. Oh, nice feed down low to Glover running down the lane. Glover, his first basket. Good feed by Murray.
Well, that was an excellent pass by Gonda. Kind of a no-look style and drew the defense.
And now a jump ball, and the possession error will go to Riverdale. This game gotten a little sloppy the last couple of minutes. 3:26 to go in the first quarter. We're all tied at 10. Psalms Duff has it, now hands it off to Campbell. Campbell looking for some help, finds Smithson right side. Now to Duff. They sweep it around the left side to Campbell. Back to Duff in the corner. Duff with a head fake. Going to drive. Goes in between two. Going to draw the foul. Foul on Smyrna. And the foul is on Gonda Amiri, his first. And at the free throw line is going to go Psalms Duff. He had a night the other night off the bench. I think 22, I believe. Free throw is up and good. So he gets the start tonight, and he already has 6 points. A very offensive-minded player. Getting ready for a substitution for Smyrna. Second one is up from the Pansini Air free throw line. Smithson, the shot was missed, but Smithson gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. Vanderbilt gives it over to Amari at the top of the key. Driving, turns, drops it off to Williams. Driving baseline. Now here's Dondi Amari with a slam. 13-12, Riverdale by one.
I have a feeling, John, this is going to be a great game.
That was pretty impressive there. Here's Campbell driving, and they're going to call a block. And it's, I believe, Vanderbilt, I think. Nope. Of course, it's Williams. Well, that time he was on the ground. That wasn't my fault.
No, that's true.
Jalen Campbell going to go to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. You know, Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, and their number is 893-7930. You may need them this week. Free throw by Campbell is good.
Well,
he has three.
Like the weather today, then you're going to love the weather through the rest of the week. It's only going to get colder.
That's right. I hope that wind dies down a little bit.
I believe it has.
Campbell hits the first of two. Isaac puts it up, and it is no good. A rebound ripped down by Gonda. Make that. We've got a sub in for Gonda. He's going to probably see some limited minutes tonight. Here's Mulligan. Little 12-footer in the lane. Good. Mulligan with the basket. He has four. And that player that has come in is Harrelson for Smyrna.
Smyrna is 7 of 8 from the field, John. I mean, they're just shooting the ball lights out here at home tonight.
Here's Bonds. Has it left side. Duff. Tied at 14. A good feed inside to Smithson. Soft touch to the basket, and it's good. He has 7. 16-14, Riverdale. Left corner it goes. Over in the corner to O'Keek. Into Glover, inside. And now a foul going to be called, and there's a player on the floor. That looks like Smithson. McKenna O'Keek, 6'2 sophomore. Glover's going to go to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, however, with a chance to try to tie this game up. Okay. The free throw line is up, and it is no good, the free throw. 16-14 Riverdale, a minute 55 to go here in the first quarter of play.
Well, if you go to school in Coffee County, you're not going tomorrow.
They closed?
Yeah, can you believe it?
And the second shot also missed. Duff has the rebound. Over to Bonds. Bonds works it over to Campbell at the top of the key. Campbell working one-on-one on Mulligan. Spins in the lane. Turn around, 15-footer. No good, short. Rebound, Mulligan pulls it down. Throws it away immediately. Wilson has it. Long jumper is in and out. Rebound. Campbell tries to save it. And he was on the line, and it'll be Smyrna's basketball. Don't forget you can read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Thursday and Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. A minute 23 to go here in the first quarter, and Riverdale has a two-point lead, 16-14. Mulligan has it right side. Down in the corner it goes to Harrelson. Mulligan with a head fake, now drives, dishes off. That's going to go to Okeke. Now back out to Mulligan. Back to Okeke. Over to Harrelson in the corner. Maybe going for that one shot. Back to Mulligan. They'll set it back up. Riverdale in a man-to-man, except zone man coverage on Vanderbilt. Here's Mulligan. Driving, stops, gives it off to OKK. Inside it goes to Glover. Nice spin move, but he stepped on the inbounds line. Turnover Smyrna, that's their second. It'll be Riverdale's ball, a chance for them to end the quarter on a positive note. Brad Woodson getting ready to check in. Now Brad with two fouls is going to come back in.
He certainly does not want to pick up a third right here, so he's going to play very cautiously, I would imagine.
Smithson going to come out. And Bonds is going to lead the attack as he walks across the timeline. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Amari is back in for Smyrna. Gives it off to Duff. Duff has it. Now back to Wilson. Right side it goes to Bonds. Bonds, couple of dribbles. Now looking for help. Still looking for help. And they give it to Woodson way out in the backcourt. 10 seconds to go. Woodson to Campbell. Dove. Who's going to take the shot? Oh, nice give and go to Woodson. He spins it to Wilson for three. It's no good, and that's the end of the first quarter play with the score. Riverdale 16, Smyrna 14. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Here's to the lessons of the gridiron. Two-a-day practices in August, wind sprints in October, homework after every practice. Here's to the coaches who teach players to push their limits, to the moms who keep supper warm. First Bank salutes teams and families across Tennessee. We're committed to providing the best in banking services. That's more than banking. It's First Banking. See firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services. We'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Winners Trophies, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Salsa Heating and Air. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter at WGNS Sports, and check out GoPrimetimeSports.com for a game recap, photos, past, and more.
Smyrna with the basketball. They trail by two as we start the second quarter of play. John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett. Ball's tipped. It'll belong to Smyrna. They've got Omari, Okeke, Vanderbilt, Glover, and Mulligan in for Smyrna. Wilson, Woodson, Campbell, Duff, and Bonds for Riverdale. Siegel, Mulligan has it right side.
Siegel leads Blackman 18-14 after one quarter of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Mulligan spins in the lane. Doesn't shoot. Now dishes off to Vanderbilt. Tries to get it inside to Glover. It's tipped and off of Warrior. And it belongs to Smyrna underneath their basket.
Let me make that a halftime score because I needed to hit refresh. 36-33, Siegel over Blackman at the half.
Here's a long lob to Mulligan. We'll keep you abreast of that score all night long. That's a big one. Bounce pass into Omari. Oh, feed down low to Glover. And it is good. Nope. Let's see here. Yep. The basket is good. And the foul is on Wilson.
Juwan Jennings had 22 of Blackman's 33 points in the first half.
Free throw by Glover is no good. The basket was good. We're tied. Omari with a rebound back to Glover, but the basket's not going to count as he went in for the layup, but he ran over Psalms Duff in doing so. Glover picks up the foul. Second foul on Glover. And we're at 16 here. 7:16 to go in the second quarter of play. We are from very warm inside here at Smyrna, Harry Gill Gymnasium. But outside, a different story. Ball stolen. Vanderbilt trying to get help. Campbell steals it back. And now a reaching in foul on Okeke for Smyrna.
Three turnovers apiece. Turnovers haven't really been the story in this game. Really good shooting from the field for the Smyrna Bulldogs, and Riverdale not too shabby themselves.
The biggest thing is getting shots off. They've kind of turned the ball over a little bit, both teams. Woodson to Duff. Duff drives baseline, in trouble, gives it over to Bonds. The long three is no good. Campbell got away with over the back, and he's going to step out of bounds. It'll belong to Smyrna. 16-16. Nothing's changed for about the last minute. And here comes Vanderbilt to bring it up for Smyrna. I want to thank Rick Powell for helping us out tonight. Always great host. Here's OKK to Mulligan, right side. Gets it over in the corner to Harrelson, who just checked in. Back to OKK, now left side Vanderbilt. Smyrna wanting to slow it down a little. Gives it back. Riverdale in a zone with Wilson trailing Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt from the corner. In and out. Rebound. Duff. Boy, that was a little over the back there, too. Bonds has it for Riverdale. Bounce pass Wilson for three. Swish! Stephen Wilson with the first bank three, and it's 19-16. Riverdale, Smithson getting ready to check back in.
I'd put the basketball in his hands from just about anywhere if I needed a shot.
And the bounce pass goes out of bounds. Turnover, Bulldogs. That's four. And Smithson does indeed come in. However, we're going to have a timeout by the Smyrna Bulldogs. They trail 19-16. And we are going to take one more final word from Bob Parks Auction.
Well, if in the past you've settled for anything less than the best, everybody wants the best, right? The best car, best house, best in everything. Then why settle for anything other than the auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug? Because they are the best. But their many years of market experience to work for you, they know Rutherford County like nobody else. Consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company, 896-4600, and visit auctions online anytime, bobparksauction.com. You can see where they'll be doing that real fast talking this weekend.
Both of these teams, Brian, need wins, don't they? They both have suffered some losses recently.
Yeah, Smyrna 2-4 in the district, Riverdale 1-5, and Smyrna won the first meeting, so it'd be really big for Riverdale to win this one.
Wilson from the corner, no good. Rebound, Vanderbilt. Now Bonds reaches in. They're going to call a foul on Bonds before Wilson can get that shot off. And it'll be Smyrna's basketball. And for Bonds, that is his first. That's the fifth team foul on Riverdale. Mulligan has it, gives it over to Vanderbilt. Now to OKK. Inside to Amiri. Picked up, double team. Mulligan open for three. Good!
Wow.
First bank three for Richard Mulligan. He's got seven. That's where Gonda helps you more than anything. That height, you gotta respect him, and then he can dish it right back out. Bonds, long feed, Smithson, and he throws it about 10 feet over his head. Turnover, Warriors.
That is four turnovers. By the way, I failed to mention earlier, Smyrna defeated Riverdale 73-63 when they played back on December 9th. It was the first district game. This is the first district game of the second round, if you will, as everybody plays back through the district again.
And here is OKK open from the corner, misses the shot. O'Meary's there, loses the ball, and it's going to be out of bounds off Smyrna. And Preston Barge is going to come in for Riverdale, number 33, a freshman.
John, got an update. MTCS girls improved to 18-4 with a 68-21 win at home versus Fayetteville.
That's another tough opponent that they got through beating. Here's a jumper by Mulligan in the lane. That's no good. Rebound Smithson to Campbell to Wilson. Wilson back to Campbell. Now to Smithson. Going to try that three again. He's going to gun it again, and it's good. First bank three. He's got 10. 22-19 Riverdale. Mulligan has it. Gives it over to Vanderbilt. Back to Mulligan. Bounces it inside to O'Meary. Got triple teamed that time. And the ball is going to be tipped out. And they're going to say it's Riverdale's ball.
That's
turnover.
Sixth turnover for Smyrna. John, Smyrna has really shot the ball well. Riverdale has not shot as well. But they have four threes. So that makes up for a lot. And that's why they've got a lead here.
Here's Smithson has it. Feeds Campbell down the lane. Drives. Puts it up with the left hand. It works. Rebound Vanderbilt, spins his way out of trouble. Two on two, and throws an errant pass over to Mulligan, and it's out of bounds. And we're going to have a substitution coming in, and that is Harrelson going to come back in, and Gonda is going to go back out. Limited minutes for Gonda. I think he's trying to get back in playing shape. Here's Barge for Riverdale, gives it over to Woodson. 22-19 Riverdale. Smithson has it all alone, dishes it out to Wilson, and throws it away. And Kevin Wilson telling Smithson, shoot the ball. Probably advisable there.
Well, when you get the ball down there, you're not going to get many opportunities. He probably would have been fouled there even if he didn't hit the shot.
And Harrelson has it. Long lob pass to Mulligan. Riverdale in that zone. Bounce pass down low. This time it's Harrelson. Spins in the lane. Gets it back out to Vanderbilt. Wilson picks him up. Over in the corner it goes. Okeke has it. Bounce pass to Harrelson. Back to Okeke. Now it's Vanderbilt directing traffic. Bounce pass down low. Harrelson going to stop. Spin in the lane. Bounces off the glass. No good. Rebound Smithson. Woodson wants to run. Woodson streaking down the floor. Loses the basketball. Rebound picked up. Harrelson. Over to Mulligan, to Vanderbilt. He'll take the three from way outside. No good. Rebound. Harrelson spins in the lane. In trouble. Goes up. Puts it up. Fouled. And Harrelson will go to the free throw line. Darryl Harrelson, a 6'4 senior. And the foul is on Barge. His first. Sixth team foul on Riverdale. Riverdale leads at 22-19. And at the fans hitting their free throw line is Darryl Harrelson, and he misses the first one. Harrelson will get another. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. DJ Williams comes back, checks back in for Smyrna. Second free throw is up. It is good. Harrelson's first point. 22-20. Smyrna trims the lead to two. Barge in some trouble. Needing help. Gives it over to Woodson. Trying to get it over the timeline to Wilson, who throws it away immediately to Williams. Back and forth we go. Williams for Smyrna has it. Drives right side. Now to the top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Vanderbilt. Layup good. Beautifully done by Smyrna, and it's 22 all. Campbell to Woodson. Back to Campbell. Campbell throws it almost over Woodson's head. He does bring it back. Brad has it left side to Barge. Smyrna also in a zone. So they're going to see who can outshoot each other. Barge open for three. No good. Rebound. Harrelson. And they're going to call Brad Woodson, I believe, for his third foul. And he will definitely go to the bench now. And Psalms Duff getting ready to check back in. So is Gonda. Third foul on Brad, Brian.
Oakland boys lead Stewart's Creek 32-15 early in the third quarter of play. And at halftime, it's Eagleville leading Community 30-25. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Cannon County 25, Central Magnet 11. And that one's at the half as well.
Free throw is up, and it is no good by number 21, and that is Repress, who just checked in. And he just got a rebound off the missed shot by Riverdale. Here's Williams over to Vanderbilt. To Mulligan, almost threw it away. Mulligan comes down with it. Bounce pass over to Vanderbilt, top of the key, now left side to Mulligan. Bounces it down low. Here's Harrelson. Turns around, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Smithson. Here come the Warriors. Campbell has it. Going to have to play without Brad Woodson for the rest of the half. Wilson to Smithson. Stop, shoots, 18-footer. Too hard and too strong off the glass. Rebound, pulled down this time by Repress. He's done a good job since he got in with rebounds. And now, an offensive foul, I believe, going to be called.
Yeah, I think Vanderbilt just went in there charging, John, and that's what they're going to call.
His first foul of the evening. 22-22, Riverdale and Smyrna. 1:48 to go here in the half. Riverdale will throw it in. Barge will give it to Campbell. He'll walk it up. Tristan James in for the Bulldogs. Here's the pass down low to Smithson. Picked up by Harrelson. Goes up strong, misses the shot. Rebound, James. James over to Mulligan. Mulligan between the legs. Now gives over to James. Open for three. Short. Rebound. Picked up Campbell. Both teams running. Campbell, stutter step. Now lobs it cross court to Wilson. Back over to Smithson. They'll set it up with a minute 12 to go. 22-22 the score. Ball almost thrown away. Duff zigged when he should have zagged. Right side, it goes to Barge. Cutting through Duff, now to Campbell. Campbell has it, top of the key. Right side, it goes to Barge. Now to Duff. 52 seconds to go. Campbell finds Smithson, who's been hot from there. Still is. First bank three for Smithson.
My goodness.
13 for Tyler Smithson.
Top of the key, high arching shot that just comes down, barely ripples the net. It's a beautiful thing.
Mulligan fakes a shot, now brings it back. Riverdale leads 25-22. Going to play for the last shot, I believe. 24 seconds to go. Girls, Riverdale girls won the first game. And a good girls contest.
We'll have a complete scoreboard update coming up at the half of this one.
And Mulligan has it with 10 seconds. Bounce pass. It's kicked. And it'll still belong to the Bulldogs.
Sean Middleton into the game? No. Thought he was checking in.
No, he can't run that fast. Repress is coming back in. Harrelson will go out. Mary is in this game. 8 seconds. Vanderbilt looking for help. James tripped up. Gets it to Mulligan for the long three. It's no good, and that's the end of the half with a score. The Riverdale Warriors 25, the Smyrna Bulldogs 22, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Sir Pizza. Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett here with my BPF. Best pizza friend, Heather, and her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Heather, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Hello once again from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. This is Lenny Farmer. As I speak to folks about their need to prearrange their funeral, more and more questions come to the surface. Questions like, does Jennings and Ayers guarantee the price for life? Yes. Is there more than one type of cremation program offered? Yes. Can I use my prearrangement plan at another funeral home, say, if I move out of state? Yes. Friends, these questions and more can easily be answered by calling us at 893-2422.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through Auto Owners Insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over 3 decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, inviting you to come into Toots at any of our 3 locations and try our daily specials. Our most popular specials are chicken finger baskets on Wednesday for $4.99. And on Friday, your choice of shrimp, clam, or fried catfish basket, also for only $4.99. Hi, this is Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Restaurant, inviting you to visit one of our 3 locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back in. Here on WGNS, Harry Gill Junior Gymnasium is where we are tonight. Smyrna and Riverdale. Riverdale leading 25-22 here at the half. Our coverage brought to you in part by our friend Elton, State Farm agent at 2690 Memorial Boulevard. That's between the Sportscom and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Trey Helton, 895-0500. Got some stats coming up for you. And here we go with the team stats first. Smyrna out rebounding Riverdale 11-7. It's the Smyrna Bulldogs shooting 53% from the field. They're 10 of 19 with one first bank three. But Riverdale has been helped with 4 more threes. They have 5 in the first half.
combined twos and threes together, field goal shooting 8 of 18, 44%. Both teams 33% from the foul line. 2 of 6 for Smyrna, 1 of 3 for Riverdale. Not as many foul shooting opportunities in this game as we had in the girls' game. My goodness. 7 turnovers apiece, by the way, for both teams. Riverdale led by 2 at the end of the first and lead by 3 here at halftime, 25-22. And in terms of the scoring in tonight's game, Richard Mulligan with 7 points, 6 points for Vanderbilt, 2 for Chevelle Glover, 1 for Daryl Harrelson, 2 for DJ Williams, and Gondo Mary with 2. Nobody with more than 2 fouls for Smyrna. For Riverdale, Brad Woodson held scoreless and has 3 fouls. Stephen Wilson with a first bank 3, Jalen Campbell with 3 points, and Tyler Smithson has been out of his mind here tonight. He's got 3 threes, all from the top of the key, and just beautiful shots. 13 points for Tyler Smithson, 6 for Psalms Duff. And that's a look at your scoring and all of your stats from Fans Heating and Air, Loveless Fine Photography, and Winner's Trophies. Let's jump in here and give you a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. All of these are final in girls, and we've got every one of them for you. So if you're curious about what happened in girls basketball tonight, here is your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. MTCS 68, Fayetteville 21. 68-21, Middle Tennessee Christian School. Community defeated Eagleville 54-32. It was Blackman over Siegel 69-11. 69-11, Blackman. Oakland Girls a winner, 63-30 over Stewart's Creek. Riverdale in a shootout here at Smyrna, 86-73 Riverdale. And Cannon County bested Central Magnet tonight, 62-51. On the boys' side of things, here at half, it's Riverdale 25, Smyrna 22. Last score we had out of Oakland, Stewart's Creek, 35-15 Oakland. That was early in the third quarter. The last score we had at Eagleville was a halftime score. Eagleville boys leading Community 30-25. Cannon County boys leading Central Magnet 25-11. And at halftime, it was Siegel 36, Blackman 33. 36-33 Siegel over Blackman. And that's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Let me see if we have any further updates for you. I think we do. Minute 40 left in the third quarter. Siegel 49, Blackman 43 in that boys' game. 49-43 Siegel. And that is the most up-to-date. Siegel went on about an 8-0 run there to close out the third quarter, and they're still playing that third quarter. And that's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard here tonight. Stay with us. When we come back, John will have the second half of the play-by-play. Riverdale leads Smyrna in boys action 25-22 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
The DirecTV by Intersource difference, customer service.
We're going to run into people that are using DirecTV service. When I see you at the grocery store, I want to be able to walk up to you and know that you've gotten the best in customer service. I don't want to be ducking down behind the green beans.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
There are several things that consumers need to look for when trying to select a reputable company.
Kenny Bell with Ace Construction.
Try to use someone that does not require any money down until all work is completed before a payment is made. And any reputable company should have plenty of references you can contact.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Make Little Caesars your big game party headquarters with large, hot and ready pepperoni pizzas for just $5 each. Add a crazy combo, Italian cheese bread, or hot and ready Caesar wings, and you've got a party.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Matco.
I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm and get to the play-by-play, John Dinkins.
Thank you, Brian. And Riverdale has the ball as we start the second half. Psalms Duff with Tyler Smithson, Brad Woodson, Steve Wilson, and Jalen Campbell. And there's a reverse layup by Duff that's no good. Tipped out to Campbell. He'll take the 12-footer, misses it. And now we've got a timeout. Official time as Duff is shaken up. Our starting lineups for Smyrna is Glover, Vanderbilt, Williams, Omari, and Mulligan. And the starting lineups for the second half brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And it'll be Smyrna's basketball.
Brett Turner was kind of shaken up on that play, too, because had a break going, and the official blew the whistle, and they had a basket opportunity missed right there.
Here's Williams over to Vanderbilt, right side. Over to Mulligan. Smyrna going toward the dressing rooms, left to right. Long lob pass to Mulligan, left side. Takes a couple of dribbles, now to O'Meary. Post up, now gives out to Williams. Over to Vanderbilt, picked up by Wilson. Everybody playing zone but Wilson, he's staying right on Vanderbilt. Here's Mulligan, going to drive, stop, shoots, 12-footer, short. Rebound, picked up Glover, puts it up from the right side, good. Glover protected it with his body and got the basket, and it's 25-24 Warriors.
Nice board he pulled down there, too.
Here's Smithson with it, right side. Over to Duff. Now left side it goes to Campbell. Jalen stops his dribble, in trouble. Throws it away, does he or not? Wilson saves it. Nice save by Wilson. Woodson drives baseline, puts it up, banks it off the glass, too hard. Rebound, picked up Gandhi. Gandhi to Vanderbilt, here it comes, lays it up and in. Vanderbilt with 8. And Smyrna regains the lead by 1, 26-25, 6:19 to go in the third. Here's Duff, going to drive, loses it, gives it over to Wilson, picks it back out to Woodson. Back out, it goes to Campbell. Campbell has it left side, now to Duff between the circles, over to right side to Wilson. Smithson cuts through, Duff comes out, gets the ball, now gives it over to Campbell. 26-25, Smyrna. Here's Smithson for 3. Swish again. Smithson is red hot. He's got 16. That's a first bank 3 for Tyler.
Keep feeding him. Feed the beast.
28-26, Riverdale. Here's Vanderbilt with the ball. Williams gives it into Glover. He's going to drive all the way in, going to get the basket, and is going to be fouled. Nice move by Glover. And Tyler Smithson with the foul, his first. And the first team foul in the second half. We're tied up at 28, and Glover has a chance to give Smyrna the lead. Good, strong, powerful move by the Bulldog. Free throw from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is no good. Rebound, picked up Smithson. Still tied at 28. Campbell across the timeline, picked up by Mulligan. Right side, it goes to Smithson. Now to Duff. Back left side to Campbell. Campbell to Wilson. Oh, nice head fake. Puts it up at the foul line. In and out. Duff has the rebound and puts it back up and in. Psalms Duff with the basket. He has eight. 30-28 Riverdale. Got a feeling, Brian, this is going to go down to the wire.
Yeah, looking like it.
Williams has it over to Mulligan, right side, back to Williams. Williams takes a couple of dribbles, looks for some help. Vanderbilt comes over from the left side. Now back up, top of the key to Williams. Williams going to drive. They leave him open, doesn't take the shot. Mulligan passes it to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt gets a screen or a semi-screen. Glover has it, trying to lob it into Omari, and it never was there. Turnover, Smyrna.
Don't know if Gonda was where he was supposed to be right there. I think that was part of the problem, and not a really good lob pass either.
Glover comes out, and coming in is Repress. Mikhail Repress. Here's Woodson. Left side, it goes to Campbell. Now to Smithson. Bounce pass, give and go to Woodson. Reverse layup, missed. Rebound, Repress. Gives it over to Mulligan. Mulligan takes a few dribbles, stops, shoots at the foul line, in and out. Rebound, Woodson. Going up strong for it. Throws it right into the hands of Williams. Now in the corner goes to Vanderbilt. He shoots the three. It's no good. Rebound, Campbell. Saves it right into the hands of O'Meary. He can't handle it. And now Psalms Dove has it for Riverdale. Bounce pass down low, intercepted by Vanderbilt. Turnover after turnover. Here comes Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, bounce pass, he loses it. Repress can't handle it, gives it over to Mulligan, however. Down low to O'Meary, he puts it up with a left hand softly, and it's good.
Well, you get that to Gonda right there. He's going to score a bunch of baskets.
He has four. Here's Duff for the long three. No good. Rebound, stolen away. Smithson lays it up and in. And we've got a timeout on the court with the score. Riverdale 32, Smyrna 30. We'll be back.
Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but did you know there are serious issues with a will? There are better alternatives. Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com. That's K-R-I-S-H-E-R LawFirm.com.
Planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update here for you. With about 6 minutes to go in the game, Siegel boys lead Blackman 59-50, a battle of two state-ranked AAA teams in boys basketball, and number one and number two in the district. 59-50, Siegel boys lead Blackman. And that one is about 6 minutes to go in the game on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. John?
It's 32-30 Riverdale here. And Smyrna with the ball. Here's Repress in the corner. Now gives it back out to Vanderbilt. Over left side it goes to Williams to Mulligan. Mulligan to Williams. Williams drives to the foul line and back. Now back out to Mulligan, left side. Fakes, doesn't take the shot. Williams going to penetrate. Now dishes it off to no one. The only one close by was the official.
Well, he
turnover Smyrna.
Thought Vanderbilt was there, I think, John, and Vanderbilt went to the left instead of the right.
Here's Campbell. Once you get up in the air like that, it's really difficult to control where you're going with it. Campbell has it, tries to feed it down low. Glover makes the steal. Here comes Williams, going to lay it up. Duff fouls him, and he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Is that all he gets for that foul? My goodness.
Foul on Duff, his first. And going to the fans heating air free throw line is going to be.
Team second.
DJ Williams.
Cannon County boys beat Central Magnet 47-23 tonight. 47-23 Cannon County, the first boys final we have for you.
Free throw is up and missed. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. DJ Williams will get another. DJ tonight has 2 points. Takes a deep breath, puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound. O'Meary hustles after it. O'Meary going to drive, put it up, misses it. Rebound, picked up, Duff. Campbell, Smithson, thinks about a three. Boy, he's been red hot tonight from there. Campbell in the lane, good. Banked it off the glass. And Jalen Campbell has five. He's been kind of quiet tonight. 34-30, Riverdale, biggest lead they've had in a while.
John, Juwan Jennings has just fouled out of the game with Siegel, and they trail 59-50.
Glover, offensive foul. He thought he scored, but got an offensive foul on Glover, and it'll be Riverdale's ball.
MTCS boys a winner, 79-72 over Fayetteville. Another boys final in.
Campbell's going to bring it up across the timeline for Riverdale. Nursing a four-point lead. Over to Wilson, right side. It goes to Duff, top of the key. Duff thinks about it, now gives it over to Wilson. He'll shoot it, and it's too strong. Rebound. Duff tipped into the hands of Glover. Here comes Smyrna. Vanderbilt. Oh, nice give and go. Now brings it back out. Gives it to Glover. Glover going to drive, stop, shoot. Blocked by Duff. They're going to say they got him with a body. One in the third quarter, 34-30, and Glover going to go to the fans' heating and air free throw line once again. Glover, who struggled from the free throw line tonight.
Juwan Jennings again fouled out. 28 points for him in that game with Siegel tonight.
Glover with the first one. It's up, and it is no good.
Well, John, Smyrna has really struggled at the foul line. I have him 2 of 10.
No bond. Gentry has failed. Glover has failed to hit one from the free throw line. Gentry Bonds is in the ballgame for Riverdale. Smithson comes out.
That could be a big factor later in this game.
Second one missed also. Rebound. Coming up with it is Campbell. Riverdale has leads by four. Here's Bonds. Stops. Shoots at the foul line. Misses everything. Rebound. Out of bounds. And it'll belong to Smyrna. Rust that shot just a little bit. May have been tipped. 4:30. Riverdale leads. Smyrna with the ball.
Rick Powell just finished off his third cup of coffee. You think he's going to sleep tonight?
Oh, he'll be up in the morning about 5. Here's Vanderbilt to Mulligan. Stops in the lane. Puts up a soft floater that's no good. Rebound Woodson. He wants to run with it. Woodson stops, drives, puts it up. Underhanded, no good. Out of bounds, belongs to Smyrna off of Woodson. 1:24 to go in the third quarter. And now Brian Turner wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. Riverdale leads over Smyrna 34-30. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
The time is now.
Four income-producing properties will be auctioned off during an estate auction Saturday, January 25th in Murfreesboro. Home selling subject to court approval. Some of the homes bring in as much as $895 per month. Auctions will be in Murfreesboro Saturday, January 25th on Willow Drive, Wingate Drive, New Woodbury Highway, and Murfreesboro Pike. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
If you have a sports-related injury, schedule an appointment with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance today. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
Smyrna with the basketball. They trail by four. Williams has it for Smyrna. Left side, it goes to Vanderbilt. Now back to Williams. O'Meary in there with him, along with Glover and Mulligan. Riverdale in the zone. Mulligan will take the three. Bottom. Richard Mulligan with a first bank three. He's got 10.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. 64-56, Siegel over Blackman.
Brad Woodson with a baseball pass into Duff. The layup is good. A little bit of Riverdale baseball there. Duff with 10 on assist by Brad Woodson. 36-33, Riverdale. Here's Vanderbilt to Williams, to Mulligan, back to Williams. Williams darts in, now darts out, tipped, stolen away by Campbell. Turnover, Smyrna. Here comes Campbell. Gives it to Gentry Bonds, and he sets it back up. 12 turnovers now for the Bulldogs. Campbell has it between the circles. Right side it goes to Bonds. Over to Duff. Looking for help. Now gives it over to Woodson with 15. They'll go for the last shot here in the third quarter. To Campbell. They probably want it in Campbell's hands to work a little one-on-one. He's going to go up against O'Meary. Gonda looking at him. Going to drive. Puts it up. Puts it up high. Off the glass. No good. Duff, will it go? Does it count? Still waiting. Still waiting. I haven't seen anything. They say no. They counted, I believe. Well, yep. Anyway, we'll come out and check for sure when we come back. 38-33 at the end of three. Riverdale on top. Stay with us.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has more than 20 specialties and over 65 physicians ready to assist you and your family on your health destination point. The Comprehensive Breast Center at MMC offers complete breast care, such as screenings, therapies, surgeries, and reconstruction in a compassionate and caring atmosphere, combining the unique talents of multiple specialists, providing rapid and accurate results. For more information, contact Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, your journey to good health.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coverage brought to you in part by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Starting the fourth quarter, they go inside to O'Meary, and he turns around with a little jump hook. It's good. O'Meary has six now, and it's 38-35. Pressure by Smyrna. Smithson in the corner finds Campbell. Campbell over to Bonds. Bonds with a long jumper. Good for three. Gentry Bonds. Bank three, Brian.
Riverdale shot the lights out tonight with three-pointers. They've got seven in the game.
Here's Williams to Mulligan. Bounce pass inside, down low to O'Meary. Double team, gives it back out to Mulligan. To Williams, he'll shoot the three. No good. Rims off. Rebound, picked up Smithson. Over to Campbell. The lead is six for Riverdale, their biggest lead of the night. Bounce pass to Bonds. Going to be a huge win for Riverdale if they can hang on. Wilson over to Woodson. Back to Smithson. Back to Wilson. To Campbell. Smithson sets a pick for him. And he finds a lane, puts it up with the left hand. Banks it off the glass. That's Jalen Campbell. All started by the screen set by Smithson.
Siegel leads Blackman 70-62 with a minute 39 to go in the boys' game.
O'Meary in the corner now gives it to Williams. Finds repress down low, and Smithson runs right into him. Woodson winds up on the floor, but the foul is going to be on Smithson. And Tyler has picked up his second foul.
Foul on Tyler Smithson.
Make that three fouls. Smyrna throw it in, leading, trailing by eight. Williams has it left side, now back to Vanderbilt. Mulligan, I would say Smyrna needs a basket right here. Williams, right side, dribbles, gives it inside to O'Meary, picks up a double team and throws it away to Repress. Threw it at his ankles. Repress had no chance. 13 turnovers for Smyrna. Yes, go ahead.
I was
Brian.
Just going to say, if Siegel boys hang on and win that ball game, they host the district tournament too, so that kind of puts them in a really good position if they can win on out.
Here's a long lob to Smithson. Smithson has it. 6:05 to go in the game. Woodson in the corner to Bonds. Thought about it. Thought up differently. Bowed over to Campbell. They'll set it back up. 5:57 to go in the game. Campbell to Smithson. Woodson to Campbell. Mulligan on him. Mulligan strips it. Mulligan driving. Makes a move on Wilson. Puts it up. Blocked by Campbell and out of bounds. Good recovery by Jalen Campbell. Smyrna will throw it in. Repress will throw it in for him underneath the Smyrna basket. 43-35. Riverdale with an 8-point lead. Mulligan drives. Now gives off to Williams. Oh, I think they thought he double dribbled there, and I believe he did. O'Meary. Mulligan for three. It's up. Good! Mulligan. First bank three, and Smyrna wants a timeout with a score. Riverdale 43, Smyrna 38.
Get you a better State Farm.
Are you driving around in state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. 220-2210.
Get you a better State Farm.
Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help get you to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 890-0850.
When you need a new heating and air conditioning system, who do you call?
I call Roscoe Brown.
For over 75 years, this area has turned to the experts at
Roscoe Brown.
That dependability that you've learned to trust for over 75 years is now available for plumbing and drain cleaning as well.
Roscoe Brown.
24-hour emergency plumbing and drain cleaning services.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Prentice Salsa in Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, and Franklin's Print Works.
53-38, John Dingens along with Brian Baird here. The final 5:16 to go in this one. Riverdale has a 5-point lead in the ball. Wilson over in the corner. Driving on O'Meary. Does that not look weird? Jumper good. Gave him a head fake, and O'Meary went flying, and Wilson scores. He's got five. 45-38.
Well, short beats tall there.
They sure did. You don't see that often. Mulligan driving. Stops. Gives off Williams. Open for three. Shoots it. It rolls off. No good. However, Repress puts it back in off the glass on the second shot. Repress with a big basket. His first points. Brad Woodson has it for Riverdale. They lead by five. Wilson lobs it to Campbell across the timeline. Picked up by Vanderbilt. Campbell momentarily loses it. Vanderbilt hustling, going to draw the foul. Vanderbilt trying to make the steal. Fourth team foul on Smyrna. Make that the first team foul on second team foul, excuse me, on Smyrna. Vanderbilt with his second foul.
Going to be hard-pressed to get in the bonus here tonight in this one, and it's a close game, so we're going to see several fouls here, I'd say, in this last four and a half.
Here's Campbell to Woodson. Woodson looking for help, looks for a screen, now drives to the basket, lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Brad Woodson with a nice move to the hoop. His first points of the night. Basket's good, and he is fouled by Repress going up. Just got a step and took it to the hoop.
Riverdale has hit their last six shots, including a three in there, so that's how they've been able to extend their lead here just a little bit.
Brad Woodson at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line for a big one. It's good. 48-40. Brad Woodson with 3 points. Here comes Smyrna. Williams, they need a basket. And it's going to be off of O'Meary.
We tried to take a dribble, John. He was out there on the baseline, and it just went right off his shin.
Here's Woodson. Throws it to Wilson. Nice catch. Wilson has it. Going to bring it back. Now to Duff behind the back. Pass to Smithson. It's good.
Smyrna may need a timeout here, John. They've gotten down by 10 now, and Riverdale's on a roll.
Here's Mulligan. Going to drive. Crossover dribble. Gives it over to Williams. Williams drives baseline. Now loses the ball, throws it away. Woodson to Campbell. Campbell drives all the way in with the left hand. No good. Duff is there. However, we're going to have a foul, and O'Meary may have gotten himself hurt. Getting up very slowly. And the foul is on Gondi. Gondi is a big guy, and, you know, knees and leg troubles may plague him. He's had problems before.
You know, you bring up a good point. There aren't many kids that are 6'6", 6'7", like he is, that don't wear some type of knee brace or an ankle brace all the time.
Free throws up. It's kind of a growing pain thing, you know. He limps off. Glover going to come back in.
Well, I see some of that. I mean, my son's 6'3", and only an eighth grader. And, I mean, it's amazing how fast their bodies grow. And I guess they just have to grow into it, and aches and pains.
At the free throw line, Jalen Campbell. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound picked up. Harrelson. who just checked in. Williams has it. The lead is 10 for Riverdale. It's the biggest lead of the night. If you're a Smyrna fan, you need Smyrna to hit a basket here. Mulligan to Williams. Down low it goes to Glover. Now out to Mulligan. Open for three. It's in and out. Rebound Glover. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Glover. And a nice defensive play by Tyler Smithson for Riverdale.
Siegel boys 72, Blackman 65. Siegel boys remain undefeated. Their 20th game. They're 20-0.
And with that win, boy, that really helps them in the district race, doesn't it?
Well, they're two ahead of everybody now. They're two ahead of the number two team, Blackman, because they've beaten them twice.
What do we
so
got?
They've got to lose
five
three.
To go.
Yeah, and they've got the tiebreaker. So they'd have to lose three games, which is not likely to happen. And also mentioned they host the district tournament, too.
Wilson going to shoot the free throws. It's up. The first one is good. Steve Wilson is pretty close to automatic at the free throw line. He has six tonight. May have made the play of the day or the night. That move on Amari. The second one is also good. He's got seven. 52-40 is the biggest lead for Riverdale in the game. 3:38 to go. Smyrna, quite frankly, running out of time. Here comes Campbell across the timeline. The technical foul there on Glover. Wilson to Duff. Duff looking for a feeder, now gives it over to Smithson. They'll set it back up. Right side it goes to Woodson, picked up by Vanderbilt. Duff, he's got an opening, going to go up, misses the shot, and a late whistle. And I believe Harrelson's going to get him, and Duff's going to go to the free throw line. That was a rather late call. First foul on Harrelson. And going to the fans hitting near free throw line is Mr. Psalms Duff, who's had him another good night. He has 12 points. Tyler Smithson's had a tremendous night with 20. Free throw's good. It may not be the biggest team, but I will say this. Kevin Woodson will coach them.
They play hard.
First one is good. Duff eyes it, puts it up, rolls, no good. Gonda is back in, limping, but he's in. Here's Vanderbilt for a long three. No good. Rebound Glover. Trying to find some help. Does to Williams. And a timeout. And we will take 1-2. Riverdale has blossomed out to a 53-40 lead with 2:56 to go. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, Krischer Law Firm, Bud's Tire, and Reef Sane Drug Store.
Smyrna with the ball. They get it into Amari. Now he flips it back out to Williams. Over to Glover. Loses the ball, gets it back, puts it up off the glass, and good. Glover with six. And the lead now 11. 2:40 to go in the game. Riverdale going to try to nurse or milk a little of this clock. Campbell. And too much time. Turnover Riverdale. So that's a big break for Smyrna. And turnover number 11 for the Warriors. Riverdale wins this game. They'll be 2-5. Correct, Brian?
Yes, in district play, and
Smyrna 2-5.
The two teams would have split. Smyrna won the first meeting by 10.
O'Mary in trouble, now gives it over to Williams. Back out. to Vanderbilt. Williams gives it to Mulligan. Takes a couple of dribbles. Stops. No. Gives it over to Williams. Glover driving. And they're going to call a foul this time on Smithson. Tried the same thing, but his feet weren't set. Right?
Yeah, if he had gotten there and stayed there, I think he would have drawn the foul. But otherwise, with that, by moving his feet, he committed the foul.
I want to say a big shout-out to Tommy Nolan tonight. Saw him at a restaurant before the game and had a nice talk, a nice visit with him and his assistant principals. Nobody likes basketball and football better than Tom Nolan.
I bet he didn't buy his meal either, though, did he?
No, I don't know. Well, sure. He didn't buy ours. That's what I was hoping for. Glover misses the first one from the fans heating their free throw line. And they are built on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. Glover's had a real struggle at the free throw line. He does hit this one, however. And Glover has seven.
Yeah, they are 3 of 13 from the foul line. Much different game if they hit those.
And Peyton Manning to Psalms Duff. The layup's good. Just kidding. That was Brad Woodson. What a beautiful pass. 55-43. Beat the press.
Twice they've done that tonight.
Here's Vanderbilt with a shot. Misses it. Glover misses it. Up high with it is Smithson. Smithson to Gamble. Minute 50 to go. Riverdale by 12. And the ball's tipped, and Smyrna gets it back. Mulligan going to drive, and they say he walked. Turnover number 12 for Smyrna. It'll be Riverdale's ball. That was a tough one. That hurt. 16 turnovers, I beg your pardon.
Riverdale has 12.
That was a tough break for Smyrna.
Well, that would have been a huge basket right there, too. John got it back down to 10 with a glimmer of hope.
Woodson has it, working on Vanderbilt. Gets it across the timeline. Going to drive, puts it up, reverse layup, missed, rebound, picked up, repress. Here comes Vanderbilt. Long pass to Mulligan for three, no good. Rebound. Wilson comes down with it. Stevie gets it over across the timeline. They're trying to foul him, but they can't. Now they do, and unfortunately for Smyrna, that's the best person you could foul if you're a Riverdale fan.
Boy, John, Kevin Woodson is kind of upset at his team. He knew that Riverdale or that Smyrna was ready to foul, you know, and sent him to the foul line instead of trying to run a play and try a layup and things of that nature, kind of rushing the shot.
Missed the free throw. Rebound, repressed. That paid off for Smyrna. Getting close to that minute mark at 110. Williams for three. They got to go, and they do. A first bank three, timeout Smyrna. 55-46. They cut it to single digits. We'll be back.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's third annual Bald in the Burrow. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause, like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Burrow event is scheduled for March 14th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved or to donate, go to www.baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget the Prentice Orthopedic and Air Coaches Corner this Saturday morning at 9 from Farmer's Family Restaurant on the Old Fort Parkway, followed by MTCS Cougar Corner.
And a foul by Williams on Wilson, and Steve Wilson will go to the free throw line. Leading by 9, the Warriors trying to get their second district win and seek some revenge against Smyrna, who beat them earlier in the year. We're right under the minute mark at 56 seconds left. We'll have a complete look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. We'll have our our post-game stats. And also, Loveless Fine Photography, Mills Family Pharmacy. What is that called? Yeah, the keys to success. Yeah, prescription. That's what I was looking for.
Drugstore prescription.
And then, of course, the Midas shift change of the game. All that coming up on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. Wilson hits the first one. He'll get another one. Hits both. Steve Wilson winding up now with 9 points on the evening so far. Under a minute to play, and Williams has it for Smyrna. They trail by 11. Long jumper's good by Vanderbilt. It's a first bank three for Taylor Vanderbilt. He's got 11. Smyrna won't go away. It's 57-49. Wilson gets it across in a hurry. Bounce pass down low to Smithson. Turns around, puts it up off the glass. No good. Duff there to tip it in, flying through the air. What? Psalms Duff with 17.
Psalms has probably saved the team from a lip smacking.
Here's Mulligan, almost walked. Vanderbilt open for three. And they're going to call a foul here, and it's going to be three shots for Taylor Vanderbilt. Kevin Woodson is about to, well, no, he's not going to have a stroke. He's okay. He's walking it off. 10-point lead for Riverdale. They've got 27 seconds to put this one away. Vanderbilt with three shots. Missed the first one. And we're going to talk about our fans hitting their free throw line for the last time, I believe, tonight. I got a feeling. Well, they'll design the perfect system to meet your needs. Free throw's good. 893-7930. Fans hitting and air.
4 of 15 so far for Smyrna. And that, John, that 9-point game, you're looking at the difference in the game.
Missed that one. Rebound. Glover goes up with it, puts it in. Glover with 9, 59-52, 20 seconds to go. Smyrna's got a foul, however. Can't catch up with Wilson. Wilson running off a lot of time, and they finally get him with 13 seconds to go.
Well, he doesn't want to give up the ball. I mean, he's stroking the ball pretty good. Really good free throw shooter. He was the one who shot the technical foul. So, I mean, if you're Kevin Woodson, he's the guy you want there to shoot the free throws.
They say that Steve Wilson is 5'6".
On a good day.
Free throw is up. Good. Wilson with 10. And he's icing this one for Riverdale, quite honestly.
Well, the officials made a mistake here because they allowed Steve Wilson to shoot one of those free throws with Smyrna's OKK out there. And he must have fouled out because they said 5. Maybe it wasn't Akina.
Well, I'm confused, quite honestly.
Well, no, it's...
Well, I thought Williams won the committed the foul.
Well, DJ's going out.
Yep. He's done.
So that's kind of strange.
13 seconds left. I think this is the first free throw. It's up good. So 60-52.
All right, so they did not count that one, even though Steven Wilson hit it.
He'll get another one. 8-point lead for Riverdale. 13 seconds left. It's going to take a miracle for Smyrna. I'd say Riverdale is in good shape. 11 points for Wilson. 61-52. Here's Vanderbilt. Desperation three. No good. Rebound Campbell. And it's going to be a doubleheader victory for Riverdale as they invade Smyrna and come away with 2 wins tonight as the Riverdale Warriors win by a score of 61-52 to now make their record 2-5 in the district. Smyrna drops to 2-5. And we're going to come back. We'll have the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. Brian and I will return. Stay with us. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS on a Tuesday night.